welcome, believers. This is Lucha Lowdown. I'm your host and El Jefe of this podcast, James Kincaid. With me tonight, as always, El Guapo Jeff Budd.
I'm still here.
You're still here. The Cueto Cup is rolling on in the episode Cup Runneth Over of Lucha Underground as we enter the semifinals of the Cueto Cup. We have two semifinals matches, and we have a face-off between Rey Mysterio and Johnny Mundo to get to in this episode, and some great vignettes, as always. But overall, what did you think of this episode, Jeff?
I enjoyed this episode. Four top performers going at it against each other. You know, it was real, like, I guess the creme de la creme, you know, the top-tier performers were the ones that were there. And then I really enjoyed the Mundo-Mysterio face-off and smack talk. It was like a boxing or UFC weigh-in.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. And then just we'll get to how the episode ended and everything like that. But I enjoyed this episode as well. Now, we're coming off we're a week removed from an episode that I think is one of my all-time favorites. So it was not as good as what I thought was last week's episode, but still very good and featuring four of my favorite performers, like you mentioned, too. So this was like another just another Lucha Underground sort of all-star show, because, I mean, you had Prince Puma and Phoenix facing off, which you had four faces of the company going at it in the Cueto Cup, which is how you want it. It's really how you draw it up. And and so that was cool to see. But we started out with a vignette building off of exactly where we left off last week, which is with Katrina and her pursuit now of Cage's gauntlet. She's not wasting any time. And going right up to Cage, and not really...
she wants the other half of that medallion.
Yeah, she does. So I guess, yeah, she's waited long enough. That's a good point. Cage, very Gollum-esque here with, you know, basically just, you know, it's mine. That's all that matters about the gauntlet is it's mine. I don't know where it came from or what it really does, but that's not really important because it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Katrina warning him, I thought about, you know, the strange magic that it possesses and everything. What did you think about this vignette?
I thought it was great because when she asked him if you know what that is, I was thinking in my head that he should just say it's mine, and that's exactly what he did. And then the gauntlet started telling him that it's his. I liked it. I feel like she definitely failed a charisma check. Maybe she should have tried to explain things to him a little bit more. She was really just like, get rid of it and give it to me at the same time, and that's not going to go well with Cage.
Yeah, she should have at least tried to beguile him a little bit more, you know? I mean, Katrina, you know how this game goes. And, you know, you turn up the charm a little bit.
Yeah, even a machine can't say no to that.
Yeah, but, yeah, you're right. She definitely did not pass her charisma check there. I did like, just again, how strong Katrina is. You know, like, when she grabs Cage, you know, and is able to sort of, like, stop him in his tracks like that and, like, do her little teleport thing when he tries to attack her. I don't know. I dig Katrina's power level in Lucha Underground. I think it's a good thing, and I love everything about that. And, again, not wasting time in going for the gauntlet, but that will have ramifications, and I'm just thinking, you know, you could have... Maybe should have waited until the Cueto Cup had settled down a little bit and see how things shake out with Mil Muertes. But
or give someone a heads up that you're pissing other people off
before you go rattle the cage. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was a good vignette, and get more of what we have speculated about is just wanting to further the amulet story and now the gauntlet story also. So again, very interesting as far as Katrina and Mil going to be ending up on that side of the battle lines, for at least for now. Now, who's to say if Katrina doesn't get the gauntlet that she'll try and use it for some type of nefarious doings? I don't know. We'll see. But that was a good start. We then get a Joey Ryan sighting in a vignette as we were talking about how we had been wanting one. They indeed listened to us. So we get Joey Ryan in Dario Cueto's office dishing some dirt about
doing his job.
Yeah, doing what he asked him to do, which is reporting information. So Joey Ryan, still very much so a dirty cop, reporting on Veneno, who Dario just does not register with him at all.
Dude, Dario killed it in this vignette because he totally undressed Ryan as far as saying how awful he did in the Cueto Cup.
Yes.
And then no sold who the hell Veneno was.
Yeah, absolutely. And no-sold them twice, too, because then Joey Ryan defaulted to his police officer name, which meant nothing to Dario. Yeah. And then was like, oh yeah,
Fortis Castro, man.
Oh yeah, that ill-fated group that I used to have that were completely ineffectual. So, I like this vignette though, and it did a few things. It then revisited to the spider storyline a little bit because Dario referenced how Sexy Star had an issue with the spiders in Lucha Underground. I don't know what that means. I don't know how he really knows about that. And as far as if we're
cameras
going to
the locker room,
I guess. Yeah. Well, good for him. But he is putting her in a mask versus mask match with Veneno.
I thought that was such a clever way to do it. That was a really good job on Dario's part.
I agree with you. It was a creative way to do that. And also referencing, given his current losing streak, the outcome shouldn't be much in question. However, Jeff, I will toss this at you.
Yeah, I knew you would.
With Sexy Star being unmasked in real life, do you think that is going to come into play in the temple, that she could actually lose this and it go backfiring on Dario, and that's how we get an unmasked Sexy Star in Lucha Underground?
I hope not, just because I don't see how that would benefit the story. It makes more sense for him to be unmasked and just revealed at that point. We're getting close to the end of the season.
You think he's just going to get killed?
I don't think he's going to get killed. I think somehow he makes it out of here. Don't ask me how, but I think he actually is going to survive. But he might as well be revealed at this point. It's not like him doing his undercover work is much help anyway. I don't understand.
Captain Vasquez made that abundantly clear.
Yeah, what's going on? It just seems like a waste of time.
Well, he's not very good at his wrestling job or his real job either.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Well, Joey at least is feeding info to Dario.
Yeah, I hope Joey comes around, though.
I don't know about that.
I know.
I don't know if Joey's going to die anymore just because he doesn't seem significant enough.
Yeah, that could change, though. That could all change in
a
heartbeat.
Also, if they need to show a, you know, like a demonstration of power in a vignette, and he just happens to be there with Dario.
I think Joey's internet popularity outside of Lucha Underground is going to maybe keep him alive.
Hopefully.
Yeah, so his ability to go viral might keep him around Lucha Underground longer. But yeah, I used to be very worried for his well-being and everything like that.
Well, story-wise, it made sense. He's the kind of character that would get killed.
Absolutely. Yeah, he certainly is. This brought up a question that we haven't really talked about. Remember the vignette in Dario's office, and it was an early, I want to say, Mandel vignette also.
With the pictures?
Yes. We've not revisited that, have we?
No.
What was the deal with that? I wanted to know, but that's what I was thinking about when we were in his office this time. Don't ask me why, but it just got me thinking about the photos and what the deal is with that. So I'd like Lucha Underground to circle back to that at some point, because I've got questions. But that took us to our first match of the evening, Cueto Cup semifinals. And again, let's break down our brackets before we get into it. Jeff, you had Prince Puma, Mil Muertes,
Pentagon Dark, and then I also had Cage instead of Phoenix.
Okay, gotcha. And I had Pentagon Dark, Jeremiah Crane, Prince Puma, and I believe I had Phoenix as well.
No, Cage,
I had Cage as well. Yes, that's right. So, first match of the Cueto Cup semifinals, Phoenix versus Prince Puma. I liked this match a lot. I thought this was a really good confrontation. I think it's hurt a little bit by some of the outside interference they had in it, but I understand why they did that. But I would have loved to see them just have a straight up, you know, one-on-one match because it's Prince Puma and it's Phoenix. It is, like we said at the top, these are four of the most important faces in Lucha Underground, and Prince Puma and Phoenix are, like, they're the two, or at least were, when Prince Puma was not going dark side, like, the most baby faces of the faces of Lucha Underground. What did you think of this match?
No, I agree with everything that you said. I thought of this as a very important match also, just because, you know, rumors on whether or not Puma was somebody who was going to stay in the temple, and that means a lot more than falls on Phoenix as being, like, the face. And then there are certain guys that I feel like they're all fairly equal in terms of like strength and skill. Like Phoenix and Puma, if either one of them beat the other, you know, you wouldn't really have to explain it to me. I would accept either victory as acceptable. I think Mundo's there with them. And I also think Pentagon Dark is. I think the four of them are basically on an even level where if any one of them came out on top of the other without it like being any sort of foul play or interference, I would say, yeah, that's fine. Rey Mysterio Jr., I rank a little higher than them because he's a living legend. Mil Muertes, despite the fact that he's had matches with several of these guys and lost, I still feel as a force of nature, he's a little more powerful than them.
Yeah.
And so you would need to explain his loss a little bit.
Especially then, right now, too.
Yeah, exactly. And then the same with Matanza. I feel like those would be the top three performers in the temple as far as getting the most wins. But then it's those four guys I feel right below them. So I was really looking forward to this match. I don't think it was Puma's best match in the tournament because I loved his match with Dante Fox so much.
Agreed.
That was one of my favorite matches of the entire tournament.
Yeah, I think that one's just right behind Mill and Crane for me as well.
Yeah, and that was a great match also. I can't take anything away from that one. But as far as either one of the performers tonight in a match, it was that one. I think this one also kind of picked up speed. It was getting better as they were going along, especially with some of the counters that they were throwing at one another.
Dude. Phoenix did
yeah, go ahead.
When Puma was looking like he was going to like powerbomb him and reversed it into that like Super Rana pin. That was the move of the whole night to me. I could not believe
that. Yeah,
that
might have been my favorite part.
I came unglued for that. I could not believe they pulled that off. They did some really cool counters and reversals, like you said, but continue.
Well, and then I was going to say exactly what you had said before, that almost the interference sort of impacted the match in a negative way. And I'm not really somebody who likes interferences that much to begin with. So when Marty the Moth showed up, I was like, you know, I mean, I understand it from the story perspective, but I really would have liked Phoenix and Puma to just go at it evenly matched. I did like, though, that Puma basically took advantage of a distracted Phoenix. I also liked a part where I think it was after Puma did a 619 and Stryker mentioned that Rey was Puma's hero. And I was thinking in my head, I go, I don't know if Rey's his hero so much. And then Vampiro chimed in on that and said, I don't think that's true, but then wouldn't elaborate.
Yeah. No, I
thought that was perfect.
I wrote that down too. And like Vampiro was like, you know, I got some inside information on that essentially that, you know, would like, you know, knock your socks off. And Matt starts, oh, you want to elaborate? And he's just like, nope.
Nope.
I thought that was great.
Gotta love their commentary.
And Vamp was in character, like Vampiro, like the Dark Master tonight. So there was like a lot of periods where in this match where he was just sitting there silently, sort of awkwardly for Matt Stryker, where he's like, you know, Vamp's not saying anything. And Vamp was like, you got to let me do what I got to do here kind of deal. And that was interesting. I liked, you mentioned how Puma took advantage of the distraction of Marty the Moth. I enjoyed that for Puma's character. I also liked that it didn't immediately end the match. I liked that Phoenix kicked out and kept going. You know, not for long, obviously, because, you know, Puma hit the 6:30 like right after that. But I liked...
Well, no, it definitely impacted Phoenix. There was no recovering from that, but that alone wasn't enough to get him.
Yeah. So, because that usually when there's a distraction, it's just one it's over. So that was a nice slight twist on that. And, I mean, in spite of, you know, I wish Marty would have waited till after the match, it was a cool visual seeing Phoenix defend Melissa like that. So, and I get that they're advancing that storyline. And like you said, they were picking up speed as this was going on. So I'd love to see them get another shot at it with no interference down the line. Sucks that Phoenix is out. You know, Aerostar said he was going to bet on him and, you know, the time traveler's wrong. So, What's the deal with the Aerostar Sports Almanac there? I'm not so sure, but you know, we'll see if maybe he was just trying to make Phoenix feel better.
Ooh la la!
But so Prince Puma, he picks up the win with an assist of Marty the Moth Martinez. He is in the Cueto Cup final.
Salvaged our Eastern brackets.
He did. As we both had predicted, we had Puma going to the final. This takes
gotta have Puma going to the finals.
Yeah, this takes us to, we have another vignette to get to after the Phoenix and Prince Puma match, which was with, it started with Sexy Star, and then it got a little like Jurassic Park T-Rex with the water shaking, and it was a great, what started out as a great Mil Muertes vignette. I loved it showing off just how powerful Mil was, that he was punching this punching bag that was literally rocking the foundations of the temple. Like, it affected Dario, it affected all these performers. Yeah. I thought that was great. What did you think of that?
I love that because, yeah, it's just the raw power of Mil Muertes. I wish they had shown even more people just doing different things in the locker room or something.
I agree.
But, dude, not once but twice this man has jumped during the tournament?
Yeah, I know. And this time it looked like it. I think the first time he got attacked looked more brutal, but I mean, I guess this is Cage.
But also, he didn't have a match right after, though.
That's true. That's true. He had time to recover.
To go out.
Yeah, that's right. And I liked Katrina being like, save some for Pentagon Dark when he's beating the crap out of that punching bag. But then Cage, and I just was thinking, I was like, oh, Cage, what a meathead. He's attacking him literally with weights. It's just like, it's like, God, that's your weapon of choice. Of course it would be. And I love Cage, don't get me wrong. But I was just like, oh, okay, that's just your go-to, is that? But, I mean, it was effective because, and it did look good, like him just, like, dropping the weight onto Mil Muertes because, I mean, that could kill somebody. Yeah, that could kill someone.
Well, Mil Muertes is dead.
Yeah, he's got 1,000 deaths. But, yeah, what did you think about Cage jumping Mil?
I felt bad for Mil, but I liked it. Boy, Cage wasted no time. Don't piss off Cage, man.
Yeah, seriously.
Because he's got nothing to do except for lift weights and beat the crap out of people.
Yeah, and with the weights.
Yeah, with the weight. Well, everything's weight-related.
I wish he had been wearing the gauntlet.
I wish he had smashed the crap out of Mil Muertes with the gauntlet.
Yes.
Like, just not punched through him, but you know what I mean? Like, really just smashed him. Especially if you're just going to be doing, like, clotheslines and stuff like that. Well, with a vignette, you can kind of do whatever you want.
Yes.
So.
That's something.
I still feel that's something that's down the road.
Yeah, maybe that's true. I would have liked them to have done it here, though. But so Mil,
I don't even know if Cage can harness the power, honestly. You know what I mean? Maybe that's something that can only be done once the god is in control.
Oh, that's an interesting point, too.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to use it.
Yeah, he just knows that he's under its thrall.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I do have to correct myself. I believe earlier I said that I also had Mil Muertes in the semifinals. I had Jeremiah Crane versus Pentagon Dark.
No, you said Crane. You tried to say Phoenix, and I corrected you and said Cage.
Gotcha.
Because we both thought this was going to be a showcase of Cage using the gauntlet.
Yes.
Although we somehow thought that Puma was going to be able to get past him.
Yeah. But
I thought they ended up handling Cage correctly in the tournament, although his first match should have been more of a squash match, but that's my only complaint.
I agree. And we, you know, it's some of those things when I look back and it's like, yeah, you know, that's actually a smarter way of protecting him.
Yeah.
You know, is that get that DQ finish. And now, so he's involved in this storyline with Mil and Katrina. And this is where we differed as we head towards Pentagon Dark versus Mil Muertes. I had Pentagon moving on to the finals of the Cueto Cup, and you had Mil Muertes, and
yep.
I remember that night going home, like the way you laid it out, and then especially after we watched that first episode where it seemed to be laying the cards, I was like, man, Jeff is so on the money about this. Like, you know, so I thought Pentagon going to this match, in spite of the attack, had pretty much no shot in this match. Not that Pentagon's not, you know, near that level, but I just thought the storyline dictated that, look, we already have Puma in the final. It's going to be one last dance with Puma and Mil Muertes.
Exactly. Just put a period to the end of that feud. You know, just this
and also,
end all be all, a match for all the marbles, too.
The other thing,
significant match,
is that the Vampiro involvement sort of
yeah.
needed, because the last time they faced off, Vampiro used that brick and everything.
That's right.
The last thing, so I thought there was going to be more with that. The last thing I'll say about that vignette with Mil and the beatdown with Cage is I love Katrina reviving him with the stone. I think the more they play that up is better. I think that, you know, that's just great. I love that supernatural element to his character and her character. And it plays into the match as Pentagon Dark taking on Mil Muertes. First ever one-on-one. What did you think of the match?
I liked it a lot. I kind of forgot that this was the first time they had gone against each other one-on-one. I guess it's something that I had just been waiting for so long. Because
well, they
their
had that
feud,
great triple threat.
Yeah, which is one of those legendary matches for Lucha Underground. It's just, yeah, their feud has been going on for so long now that...
you would have thought that they faced more.
Yeah, I guess, you know what it is? I guess it's that Pentagon had been taken out so early in Season 2. And then kind of had to recover, and then he sort of had his own quest for vengeance, and then, you know, I guess there was just always a bigger fish to fry for both of them. You know, there was always another target. Because both of them, I don't know if anybody's been embroiled in more feuds than these two guys, other than maybe Puma.
It's true, and you mentioned, right off the bat in Season 2, I mean, the first episode, I mean, Puma broke Mil, or excuse me, Pentagon broke Mil's arm, So that precluded them from going one-on-one right away. And then by the time Mill was ready to come back, you know, Puma had reasserted himself into the title picture, so it had to be that triple threat and everything like that. So they'd done a good job of, you know, creatively keeping these two apart. So now they get to touch one-on-one for the first time in the semifinals of the Cueto Cup. I really enjoyed it as well. Part of me wishes, though, that it would have been nice to see, like, 100% Mil Muertes taking on Pentagon, you know, instead of selling the injury, which he did very well. But obviously, it protects Mil without taking away too much from Pentagon. Like, I don't think it would be so crazy to think that on a given night, on Pentagon's best night, that he could get one up on Mil Muertes. Now, given Mil's current power level, I get why they did what they did here. They did something in this match that led to the finish, which I think they could do even with 100% Mil Muertes, which is, I like that Pentagon took out Katrina, and that led to Mil's downfall. I thought that was so brilliant. That was my favorite part of the match. I mean, I hate seeing my girl get kicked in the face. That was a brutal super kick, and Pentagon's issues with women continues.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there a woman left in the temple that Pentagon Dark has not assaulted?
I don't think
that might have been
is.
The last one.
Maybe has he taken on Taya?
You know, I don't think he's had a reason to go after Taya yet.
Yeah, but
if they're ever near each other,
yeah, look out. You know he's game.
Watch your arms.
Yeah, exactly. Hide your arms. But I love the super kick to Katrina. I really enjoyed this match in spite of the fact that Mil wasn't able to be 100% in it. And I thought it protected him because he still did some brutal stuff. And Pentagon looked good in the match as well. Just overall, more of your thoughts as far as like protecting both of them.
No, I think you're right. It's kind of what I was saying about the previous match. Pentagon is right up there with Phoenix and Puma, I feel. And I know you must feel the same way because Pentagon's one of your guys.
Of course.
And Phoenix and Puma have both defeated Mil Muertes in a fair and even match.
Yeah.
So it's not unheard of for Pentagon Dark to be able to defeat Mil Muertes, especially like you said, now there's a strategy on how you can defeat him. You just make sure that he can't be revived by that stone.
Yes.
I don't know the last time that Pentagon Dark has really had a bad match. Like, he's looked great for so long now.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
And I agree with you that he is, in terms of, like, you know, Phoenix and Puma have beaten him. There's no reason why Penta can't be the man in that spot, too, especially given how over he is and everything like that with the temple.
Exactly.
I mean, he's the guy. And I mean, he's the one that pushed, especially once he became Pentagon Dark, which is a much more sort of almost even more supernatural type of his character. We have not gotten like any vignettes that have sort of explored that as much, but we certainly could, and how he was able to push Matanza to the absolute limit before ultimately falling to him is definitely you know, something that they can play up as well. But yeah, the strategy.
No, yeah, I think that's a testament to just how powerful Pentagon Dark is that, yeah, he went toe-to-toe with Matanza, which almost nobody's been able to do.
Yeah, and we all expected him to win.
I thought he was due. I thought that was the whole point of that arc.
Me too.
For
Pentagon
Dark. I still
don't like
it. He worked his way back up. That's part of the reason why he didn't get a chance to go against Mil Muertes before that, is because then Matanza was in his sights. And yeah, Pentagon Dark was going to have this great triumphant end of season two, and it did not go that way.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it all worked out. Everything's fine. But yeah, boy, that one really threw us through a loop last summer.
Yeah, it did. I still don't necessarily agree with it. But I... So watching this match, again, I expected Mil Muertes to, in spite of the injury, come back to win. I did not expect the finish to be coming like it did, but again, I loved the super kicks that Penta was hitting Mil Muertes with. Vampiro on commentary talking, you know, again, very positively about Pentagon while he was doing it. And then, yeah, those kicks he hit Mil, and then... Once again, taking Katrina out of the equation, it made total sense. But I was still shocked that when that third hand came down for the three count, what were you thinking?
As well as Pentagon was doing, and even though he had taken out Katrina, I still thought there was no way he was going to win that match. I was so certain it was Puma and Mil Muertes in the finals for this tournament.
And yet... It wasn't even with the package pile driver or anything. It was with a double stomp because, again, the Queen of Death was rendered, was taken out of it. She couldn't use the stone to revive him. And that was that for Mil Muertes. Pentagon got the win, and is heading to the finals of the Cueto Cup. I can't even gloat and act like, oh, as I predicted, because I immediately had regretted my
you
pick.
Totally second-guessed your
I did.
Your
the entire time.
Pick.
I've looked at my bracket this whole time being like, yeah, that could work out, that could work out. But I know Jeff's right about everything else on this, so it doesn't even matter. And then, much to my surprise, Pentagon Dark is going to the Cueto Cup Finals.
Pentagon Dark Horse.
Yeah, that's gold. I mean, I couldn't go wrong here. I mean, they're pretty much my two favorite performers in Lucha Underground going at it. So,
no, it's going to be one hell of a match.
Well, I was talking about Penta and Mill, but yeah, I also love Prince Puma. But yeah, I was shocked.
You sidelining Puma. Man's a hero.
He is. Or well, he was. Yeah. I don't know about now, but yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you.
Well, no, I was starting to muse a little bit over the last match when you were talking about a few things. What if Cage takes that stone in the gauntlet and just smashes it to dust?
That would be a cool vignette.
That would be a great way that he defeats Mil Muertes.
It would render him, like, mortal.
Oh, boy.
I don't like that. I don't want to see Mil, but, you know, they'll probably just bring him back even stronger than ever. She'll find another stone. Who knows? I am worried more about Katrina's own mortality once she gets the other half of that amulet, and then... You know, it's going to be like a monkey paw wish kind of deal, because then somebody's going to get her. But
well, she'll be mortal. Then the two of you guys can finally settle down and have a normal life.
Oh, I don't care. You know, she can watch me grow old. It's fine.
That's pretty selfish, because you're the one who's on his way out. She's the one who then has to...
I don't know, turn me into a vampire or something then. I don't know.
She's a vampire.
Sacrifice me to one of those El Santo movies. Yeah, turn me into... Take me to some of those vampire women and just turn me into one of you. You know, let me stick around. Be fine with that. I'll be your mindless.
She's like, it's actually not canon.
I'll be your mindless slave. Yes, it is. And they have not told us
it
that
is
it's not.
They say otherwise.
Exactly. But yeah, so the Cueto Cup Finals is set after that upset win, Pentagon Dark versus Prince Puma for the Cueto Cup.
Damn.
Yeah, it's going to be a hell of a match. I can't wait, because they are going to tear the house down. They've faced off before and have had a great match, and this is going to be, I think, going to be able to top that too. So I am very excited. Your thoughts on the Cueto Cup final?
No, I'm very excited as well. These are two of the best performers in the tournament, and like you said, they've had good matches before. I think they have a good feud also, or maybe more of a rivalry.
Yeah.
Because they're both kind of vying for that top spot. And it's something that's never really been, you know, fleshed out or really come to any sort of conclusion. So this will be exciting, because, I mean, this tournament was a huge deal, and yeah, there was so much buildup for it. And it really was just about everybody had participated in it. And for the two of them to be the two top dogs, it's very exciting. And it's so fitting, too.
They're the guys.
Yeah, they are the guys tonight. It's funny, with all the performers that were in it, could you think of anybody besides one of these four actually winning?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It shook out how it was supposed to.
Yeah, it really did.
And I could have gone either way on any of the winners tonight. You know, like, all four of them are great. And like you said, be like, yeah, I could see that. That's fine. Would have no issue with any of it going, whatever, flip a coin on who you like better on a given night kind of deal. And that's awesome. So they did this tournament right, with just the right amount of, like, upsets and everything like that. And we'll see what happens in the final. We both have Prince Puma winning, and I still hold to that. I still think that – but a little bit of doubt has now creeped in that Pentagon got in there. Like, just a little sliver of hope that maybe they're just going to give it to Penta, but I don't know. I still think Puma's taking it.
He's in the match. He's got a chance.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think there's just too much mileage with the Puma and Rey Mysterio rematch.
That's a very good point.
But at the same time, I also predicted that, you know, maybe Rey won't even just hold on to it that long. So who knows what's going to happen, but... It's going to be very interesting. A side note, as after Pentagon beat Mil Muertes, he did attempt to break Mil's arm for the second time.
I was so nervous, because I said Mil cannot join that club.
Yeah, you don't want to be but you know, God, how interesting that it's like through this Cueto Cup, it was like a season one greatest hits for Pentagon as he was breaking arms again. But so he, he was going for the break on Mil Muertes, but again, putting over the magic power of the stone, which I think they should just continue to do this. Katrina revived Mil with it, and then he was able to throw Penta off of him. I thought that was great, and just, again, putting over the supernatural elements of this. So Mil escapes without joining the two break club.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, and then the...
You can't come back from that.
No. Well, and plus, it's like, dude, Mil's got important stuff to do to go after Cage, so he can't have a broken arm.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, he can't have a broken arm. Doesn't he have to fight Cage in, like, almost no time?
Yeah, exactly. So he's got important fish to fry here, so I'm glad he got out of it. And then there was nothing left but Johnny Mundo and Rey Mysterio to face off with Dario introducing them. And Dario Cueto, man, he was a great MC of this going down. It's just, I love when my luchadors talk shit to one another.
What a great show.
Yeah, what a great character, and what a great job that Dario has been for Lucha Underground. What did you think of this face-off? I know you the great point that it reminded you of like a UFC or a boxing style weigh-in, but just give me more as far as your overall thoughts on it.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. It gets you hyped for that match. Dude, I mean, this is the kind of area where Mundo shines, because he has such great mic skills. Mm-hmm. And he's such a phenomenal heel. He accused, or well, he called Rey's wife large.
Yes.
And then accused Rey of being a cuckold.
Yes.
And like an actual cuckold, not the way the word is just thrown around as an empty insult nowadays. That his son was not his son.
And then he dropped the, well, hold on, Rey, I know you got one of those Mexican tempers, which is like, wow. Like, I was watching, I was like, dude, like, get this guy's ass.
He's such a great heel for Lucha Underground.
Yeah, and he just has fun doing it.
Everything you're doing is perfect.
Yeah, you can tell that, like, he's plays such a great prick. It's really unreal.
He is. He's a prick, dude.
Yeah, and it, you know, so of course, you know, that getting under Rey's skin, you know, Rey attacks Mundo. Johnny had his security with him, which is always a nice heel touch. And then, of course, mm-hmm. Worldwide Underground came to play. And this is when stuff broke down. I loved how Rey was getting beat down, and then what I just wrote down on my paper here is the Lucha Friends showed up. You know, it was the Mac, it was Sexy Star, it was Dragon Azteca, is people that would come out to help Rey Mysterio if they saw this going
Absolutely.
Down out of respect for the legend that is Rey. And,
well, and that, and also, I mean, it's not like Mac and Sexy Star have any love lost for
Worldwide
Underground.
Yeah, absolutely. I love
that.
So,
yeah, no, it was the most logical three wrestlers coming out to help him.
Yeah, I thought that, and I thought that was great. I did not expect what was going to happen next.
Me neither. I thought that was basically going to be it, just the two groups slugging it out until they decide to end the show.
But that's not what happened, because it just became complete pandemonium. It was like inmates of an asylum. It was a prison break. It was Stryker called it on commentary, was the inmates are rioting. And so we had more luchadors coming out. Mil Muertes showed up and was pissed off and was clearing the ring. Pentagon showed up. It was like a war of the tribes going on. What did you think about all just the madness that was going down?
I absolutely loved it. Loved the Rabbit Tribe.
Yes, just doing commentary.
High, watching, doing commentary with the carrot.
That is so good.
I liked Puma showing up and sort of eyeballing Rey, and then eventually does attack Rey after he had first attacked Pentagon.
When it was Pentagon, Puma, Mundo, and Rey all in the ring together, that was a great visual.
That was a great visual. Well, because one of them is going to be champion, and one of them is going to be the number one contender.
Yeah, that was...
So, yeah, I thought that was great, too.
Yeah, that was exquisite. Cage came in, got in on the action.
Cage came in, started smashing shit up. Dante Fox watching from his perch, and then ambushed by Killshot.
Yes, he got Pearl Harbored as
Striker. Yeah, he got
set.
Pearl Harbored by Killshot.
Yeah, that was...
What a term.
Yeah, that was great.
You know what, though? That's where Dante Fox gets, because it's usually the other way around.
I liked Marty the Moth sort of looking on from afar and being like, you know what, nah, and then Phoenix got him from behind. It's like, yep.
Dude, Marty going down the stairs.
So good. It was so
good. That was
good.
So perfect.
Yeah, I really did enjoy the Rabbit Tribe not getting into the fracas, but just watching it. That's perfect.
It's just so much fun.
Yeah.
I would have been flipping out as a little kid. I was flipping out as an adult watching it. I enjoyed it so much.
Yeah. It was amazing.
It was almost everybody.
Yeah, it was. They cleared the locker room. How much fun would that have been there, you know, to be there live? You know,
dude.
Would have just been insane to be there. So that's how it ended, with just chaos reigning supreme in the temple, with Dario looking on.
Yeah, Dario's face.
Very pleased, because that was the peak of violence in Lucha Underground. So that was great.
What he's always looking for.
Yes, exactly. Next week, we are getting Mask versus Mask, Sexy Star versus Veneno, the Cueto Cup final, Prince Puma versus Pentagon Dark, and the Lucha Underground Championship match, Johnny Mundo versus Rey Mysterio. That is going to be insane as well. I can't wait for that. Overall, quickly, Jeff, we can just lock in. What are your predictions for next week's matchup? Sexy Star, Veneno, who you got?
I got Sexy Star winning that match.
Okay, I'm going to go with that as well, even though I am mortified that they could pull a fast one on us there and have
Sexy
Star.
Well, like you
said,
I mean, we know that she no longer wears the mask now, but I just have a feeling that's not going to be the person to unmask her.
Yeah, well, I hope not. And then we have, you're just going to, we're locking in. We're both taking Prince Puma in the Cueto Cup finals.
I'm sticking with Puma. Yeah, I have to.
Yeah, I'm not changing my pick, even if I could. I'm just going with what's on my bracket.
Gotcha.
I will be rooting for Pentagon Dark, but at the start of this, I took Puma, so I'm locked into Puma. And Lucha Underground Championship match, I got Rey Mysterio going over Johnny Mundo. What do you got?
I can't bet against the living legend. Rey Mysterio Jr. takes it, as much as I love Mundo.
Yeah, absolutely. We both love Johnny, but Rey has not been Lucha Underground champion yet, and it would be a great crowning. And then the face-off that he and Puma could have would be just insane. So,
it would be delightful.
Yeah. So that is going to do it for us here this week at Lucha Lowdown. For Jeff Budd, I'm James Kincaid. Good night, everybody.